Hey guys, hang on, let me pause last week's podcast. I'm not quite finished listening to it.
You didn't miss anything.
It's garbage. Don't listen to that.
Oh no, I loved it actually.
You've already listened to more podcasts than anybody who's ever been on this show before.
That's pretty valid.
I really like it. I do have three things that I want to mention about last week's podcast if I get the chance on this week's. Just sentence long observations.
As long as they're not criticisms or comments about us or what we talk about.
We take extremely poorly to any sort of criticism.
We'll drive to where you live, Gavin.
I will cry.
I have a vague idea of where you live.
So really the only main issue is that you talked about Cam Newton being naked and you didn't call him Cam Newton.
Yeah, we missed that.
Wow.
Classic.
That's it. That's all. It's perfect otherwise. Ideal. I'm going to have...
Take last week's podcast off the internet. It's over.
Do it again.
We got to do it again, guys. Nice try.
I'm also now going to be terrified to eat pigs. Just that.
I just remember that was heavily talked about.
Yeah, I mean, not until the second half, but...
Yeah, once you got going, though, it didn't stop.
It's an interesting business model, really.
That happens with us. Whenever we get going, that's it.
Can you hear me now?
That sounds pretty good.
It's because my mouth is on the microphone. I'm blowing it.
Hot.
So Jeff, will that be an indication of when the podcast has begun?
You'll never know.
It automatically records when Skype starts, so...
He treats it like any, reality TV show. He just cuts other things we say to make it look.
You'll find out this week. It's not as entertaining to be part of it as it is to listen to it afterwards.
No, it's a lot of work.
I say a lot of more offensive things than were what shown.
Anybody got anything else?
What's that? It's like very weird. Well, if we're gonna do weird marsupials or rodents, like capybara.
Those are
the largest rodent in the world.
They're big. They're like fucking dogs.
That's most of what I know about it.
I bet if they bit you, that's a chunk out of your body.
Yeah, they have a rough bite.
I asked a girl on Tinder today what her favorite marsupial was. She said koala. I should tell her about the drop bear.
You should ask her, name any other marsupial.
There's kangaroos, there's wombats.
Wombats. I think that's my favorite one is a wombat.
Oh, yeah, wombats are dope.
Yeah.
Because of Rocko's Modern Life. I wasn't allowed
I've
to watch
never
that.
I've never seen that show.
I was.
I think capybara are pretty docile. From what I've looked at, I just Googled capybara bite, and it looks like a rabbit bite. So
they make good pets, actually.
They have, like, two teeth.
Damn, wombats are sexually mature 18 months. That's early.
God damn it, Kevin.
Looking up the important information for our listeners.
Nobody has said Shooter McGavin. I'm going to say it, Shooter McGavin. Shooter
McGavin. I really should see that movie. I've actually never seen it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Your life has been a failure up to now.
Mostly, yeah. Thanks for rubbing it in.
Go back to your hole.
Back to your hole.
Up and down and around.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Gavin, these are all things from the movie that you've never seen.
We eat shit for breakfast?
It's also all in the hips.
No.
Boa constrictors.
That was when Adam Sandler was still funny, right?
Yes.
That's debatable.
You mean all the time?
Yeah. Boa constrictors?
Oh, none. Stop being crazy.
You can take
one. Boa constrictors aren't fast.
I think you could stun one of them.
Yeah, one.
Punch it in the face as it tries to wrap around you.
Also,
you know, two.
Boas aren't huge. Pythons are big.
There's some big boas. They're not like anaconda, J-Lo wrap around that ass, but they're big enough.
Couldn't crush that ass.
No.
Jay-Z tried.
Ice Cube tried.
Owen Wilson tried.
Angelina Jolie's dad tried.
Ice Cube's still around, right? He does things sometimes.
Ice Cube, whichever.
Did you guys see that thing where someone on the internet tried to figure out scientifically what day actually was his good day based on weather patterns and when the Lakers beat the Supersonics?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's in June.
No, couldn't have, not though, because the Lakers played the Supersonics, and they wouldn't have played in June unless it was in the finals, which they wouldn't because they're in the West. It was like February, I think. Someone's researching. I can hear typing.
February 23rd, 1993.
Boom.
Oh.
No, that's when it was released.
I think I was in Poland then.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's when it was released.
Well,
you gotta click on one actually. I'm pretty sure
that was a good day. No, I don't.
I'm pretty sure that was a good day. February? It was probably shitty because it's winter.
January 20th, 1992.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he said. I think.
Oh, the anniversary of that is tomorrow.
Oh, look at that.
Or I guess when this comes out, yesterday.
So when does this come out?
I'll put it upline on Tuesday night, and then Wednesday morning I'll spam stuff so that people can see it.
Nice, because I'm definitely... Should
you title it
Good Day? I could. I'll put that in my notes.
I'm going to be tweeting the heck out of this to my 208 followers. That's...
Oh, yeah, and people can tweet back to us about what animal they'd like to fight.
Cool. Oh, absolutely. Get some social media strategizing. Okay.
Yeah.
January 20th, 1992.
Did that, Andrew? Next thing.
Oh, it just happened.
Sorry, I'm sorry. My ice cube popped in my whiskey, and it distracted me.
Fuck you.
Oh man, we're drinking. I wish I'd known. I should have been.
It is Monday.
You should have guessed. I mean, listening to the podcast.
I actually didn't have any alcohol today.
Me neither.
If we got anything else, we can do it now. But we're already at an hour. Hold on, I think.
Let me see. I had swan, but that's close to goose. Swans are hard.
Mm-hmm. Lots of birds.
I also wanted to mention that when you guys were talking about last time, like what to eat with steak if you're not drinking alcohol, clearly root beer. Root beer and steak is magnificent. I've had it many times.
There you go. Problem solved, Jack.
Well, I don't have any problems.
Moxie.
Oh, no.
Sarsaparilla. We got Moxie.
Jeff, I've got another hypothetical question for you guys.
Yeah.
If Jay-Z was hanging out with Vanilla Ice, how many problems would they have? Because Jay-Z's got 99 problems, but if you have a problem, Vanilla Ice will solve it. So does Jay-Z now have 98 problems, or does Vanilla Ice proceed by induction and continue solving Jay-Z's problems until he's down to none?
Yeah. Well, so Gavin, the answer is 100 problems, because then Jay-Z has to put the body somewhere.
Are you assuming that he's murdering Vanilla Ice?
Yeah, yes. Pretty sure.
Nobody would deal with Vanilla Ice.
No.
I feel like if I had a problem with Vanilla Ice, actually, I don't think I would trust Vanilla Ice to solve my problem.
No, yeah, so now Jay-Z has 100 problems.
I'd trust him to solve all of my Vanilla Ice-related problems.
How many of those do you have?
7.
Depends on the day.
It comes and goes.
It's like a rash.
A vanilla ice rash.
Ugh.
Oh, man, this is...
Vanilla ice not.
No, aw, come on.
Yo, have you guys ever just, like, smelled vanilla extract for, like, a few seconds just to be like, it smells really good?
I was wondering how long you were going to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, this could have gone anywhere.
Just smelled it for, like, an hour and a half. And then woken up in a dumpster.
Have you ever just rubbed vanilla extract in your beard?
Hey, shut the fuck up. It was cinnamon. There's a difference. Cinnamon is better than vanilla, and it will still make you puke.
Vanilla, and you'll have a headache. Smells so good.
It does. If you run cinnamon in your build, wow. If you rub cinnamon in your beard, you will throw up, and it will give you a headache.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't feel good.
I know you
it smells great for about 5 minutes, and then you hate your life.
We've
done the scientific process on that effect.
Is that like licking cinnamon you have to eat and put on your forehead? Because that starts to hurt real bad.
Oh, that was fun. I used to do that.
Isn't it the level of cinnamon that is toxic for a human actually pretty low?
You can't eat like more than a teaspoon. Even eating a teaspoon is like really hard.
That's the cinnamon challenge. Like a tablespoon of cinnamon.
That's just because it's dust. Vanilla.
Because it's spicy dust.
But some amount, like not that much over that, is actually poisonous to a human if you manage to get it down.
Vanilla will kill you if you drink enough of it. It's poison.
What's
nutmeg will get you high.
movie. Quick question.
A lot of it.
You have to eat a certain number of ounces of wasabi and fight a certain number of pigs, and it has to add up to 12. What do you choose?
12 pigs and no wasabi.
I would choose 11 ounces of wasabi and one pig.
I'd probably go...
I'd choose a new product line for the longest pain.
I could do one wasabi, 11 pigs.
I think I might do 6 and 6. Oh, no, that's the worst case scenario, though.
Fighting pigs?
Yeah, that's why I went mostly wasabi, because you ain't fighting
I'll
shit
go,
with a pig.
I'll go full wasabi. Pigs will just straight up...
Well, no, I thought we had to have one in there.
No, you don't. It just the number has to add
just wasabi. Yes,
I'll
just
take,
wasabi.
I'll take
you're eating
burning my sinuses with
wasabi,
not having to fight a pig.
Yeah, the pig will fucking kill you.
Wait, could you? Oh, is that are pigs really that hard to fight?
Yes.
Yeah, they're pretty brutal.
Oh man, I guess I've never fought a pig.
Gavin, look.
Gavin, you're letting your lack
look
of knowledge.
How much a pig weighs.
I don't know. I've never carried. I guess I couldn't carry one. That's probably a good indicator that weighs more than.
Look
have you carried
how much an adult pig weighs.
Have you carried a fat child?
Pigs are bigger than a fat child.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about. Wait, were you visioning like one of those cute little pigs? Because I was seeing a full adult.
Like peacock pigs.
Oh man, yeah, those are huge pigs. I was thinking like a fairly small pig. Like how big was Babe?
Like a piglet?
That's a piglet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm thinking piglets like Piglet, like from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, shit. Wow. Hold on. Gavin, you haven't defined this at all.
Oh, my God. Some pigs can weigh 770 pounds.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking a 600-pound pig.
My parents lived down the road from the guy who owned the world's biggest pig for a couple years before it died.
That pig was terrifying.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Was its name Big Norm?
Yes, Big Norm.
Yeah. Okay.
How big was it?
I don't remember because
like
I didn't
approximately.
Care. Well,
I bet
it's fucking huge, man. I don't know.
We can look it up.
Because when we lived in
the world's largest pig died this morning of a heart attack, September 13th, 2008.
Damn.
He was 7 years old. World's largest pig at 1,600 pounds.
That's pretty absurd. We lived in Cyprus, and we went to the north in the Turkish side, where there's like, it's like, nobody has internet, nobody has anything. So you go over there, and we went to the farthest point on the island, where it's just like, there's nothing. There's like a monastery, and they have this pig that just walks around and eats all their garbage. And he is a fucking giant. You wouldn't believe it. It's bigger than a fucking rhinoceros kind of fucking pig. And they're like, how is that possibly a pig? They're like, yeah, we're gonna kill it someday and eat it.
Jeff, is that David Dart's dad?
Yeah.
Eating garbage is all I thought
it is.
Sorry.
I don't actually know what picture you're looking at, but David Dart's family owned it. Maybe it was his uncle?
It was a picture of a guy who looked like David Dart's dad.
Then it's probably his dad.
There you go.
Mystery solved.
We've been solving a lot of mysteries today.
So apparently those Cypretians know how to grow a pig.
Don't be like that.
Wait, are you talking about what?
Cypriots. People from Cyprus are called Cypriots.
No, they're Cypriots. They're Cypriots. See, Gavin knows. Gavin's not a fuckhead.
Cypriots.
Oh no, I'm definitely a fuckhead.
Sea breezes.
You're going crazy.
Cypriots.
What's the capital of?
Listen, have some Cypriots.
Nicosia.
There you go, Nicosia.
Mekashiva.
This is the separatist Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, and literally no one thinks they're a country except them and Turkey.
Right. It's not recognized by anyone but them.
Yeah.
Because they invaded in the 70s. Should we have an educational part of this podcast?
I think we should. I mean, I'm interested in Cypriot politics. My dad's
so Cyprus. Cyprus is a small island in the Mediterranean towards
Israel.
Wait.
Hold on. What do you mean educational part? This whole thing has been educational for people.
Nobody's going to be able to use that information.
About geography instead of like goose fighting.
Nobody knows
drop
about
bear.
Drop bears.
Drop bear.
Never mind. That's what you should call the podcast. Drop bear.
Yep,
oh, I've got a question. I have a question for you guys. While we're on the topic of geography and history and countries, what is your favorite treaty? or do you have one? Is it weird for me to guess that anyone will have one?
Well, I think I know a lot about your fetishes now.
Gavin, okay. You've asked me this a bunch. I can't even name one. Treaty of Versailles. That's the only one I can name.
Treaty or tree? Are we talking about tree?
I heard tree.
Nice, I was thinking he's an arborist. Like, oh,
I was gonna be like, yeah, that fig tree looks real hot right now.
No, tree tea, like tree tea.
Does the Concordat of Worms count?
Yeah, sure.
That one.
Yeah. Like the Diet of Worms, where like it sounds like Diet of Worms, and they were like criticizing Martin Luther.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm down with that. It's not really a treaty, but it's close enough.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw you a curveball.
No, it's okay. That's good. You
let it slide.
I like learning things about you guys. You seem like cool friends of Jeff.
We're not cool. I can tell you that right now.
I'm not cool either.
So does anyone else have a favorite treaty?
Let me Google something.
All right. Well, I have a follow-up question while we're waiting. Does anyone have a favorite tree now that we've started talking about it?
Tree? I am no tree. I am...
Okay, we know Gavin's favorite tree.
I fucking love ants. I want to get a tattoo of an ant on my body.
Yeah, but they'll think you're a stoner.
They already do.
I was going to say.
I'm not, though.
For the record.
Yeah, let the record show. If like, you know, people who are, like, employ me ever. Although I have a
Gavin. Shooter McGavin is no ant. In the sense of a marijuana user. He is an ant in only the terms of a Lord of the Rings enthusiast.
Wait, hold on. Is ant a colloquialism for marijuana?
Yes. Yes.
It is?
Yes.
That's
congratulations,
awesome.
You've learned something.
Oh my God. See? We're in the knowledge part.
This is where we all learn our blind spots.
Can I say my favorite treaty? Because it's a good one.
Yeah.
Treaty of Westphalia that ended the 30 Years' War in 1648 and led to the rise of European nationalism.
You're right. That is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Good one. And that was the war that was started off by the defenestration of Prague when they threw the diplomats out the window.
Yeah.
It is a great word. Not used
stupid
enough.
Europe ruining everything by being Europe.
Yeah. Now, who signed that? Which country?
Well, I guess the Holy Roman Empire, various bits of it. Sweden was involved at one point or another. But I think they lost before then.
It was Spain and the Netherlands mostly. But
it's a series of treaties.
Yeah.
So Spain was involved, Holy Roman Empire, France, Sweden... Netherlands. Apparently there's a lot of dudes with old wigs. Most of what's going on.
So this is your favorite. You don't even know who signed it.
Yeah, I need to learn more.
I'm skeptical, Gavin.
Yeah. Tell you're bringing up like a treaty conversation here. I feel like you need a little bit more chutzpah behind it.
Well, the piece of Westphalia is complicated. There's like a lot of actors in it. I could have guessed some of them, but I wanted to make sure I knew more.
Disappointed, really... Gavin.
Sorry, Jeff.
What is your favorite treaty?
Me?
Yeah.
I already said Versailles.
You already said Versailles.
That's the only one I know.
Versailles
is the only one you know.
Yeah.
It's one of any one that I could choose.
Andrew, do you have a favorite treaty?
The Romish-Jewish treaty. It's in 161 BC. It was an agreement between Judas Maccabeus and the Roman Republic in 161. It was signed during the Maccabean Revolt. Against the Greco-Syrian Seleucid Kingdom.
Stop reading things.
Sounds really interesting.
It was. During this period, Rome's power and influence in the Hellenistic world was growing. So Rome had recently humiliated the Seleucid Kingdom.
And Tokyo.
You are actually just reading.
Too much knowledge, Andrew.
We can't learn while we're also being drunk.
I'm gonna change mine. I like the treaties that we used to... orally agree to in our apartment where we'd say, we can't do it, we have to stop this, because this will get out of control. We're going to stop this now.
That's not a
and
treaty.
Then we would break that treaty immediately.
Those weren't treaties. Those were nothing.
We had hundreds of those, and we also just...
Pauses? I think it's called pause.
Yes.
May have actually said pause a couple of times.
It's I'm going to the bathroom before I throw more cards in your face.
Who wants to go to corner store?
All the time.
That's you usually how we ended fights.
I don't have keys is the answer to that.
I don't
know. Ah, yeah.
So have keys.
Hey, Jeff, remember when you were asleep at your house and me and Max went to Denny's at 3 in the morning? And, like, I wish you'd come with us, actually. It would have been more fun. Never mind, that's a horrible story.
Hey, Jeff, remember that awesome time you weren't there for?
You were passed out.
It was nap time for Jeff.
No naps for Jeff.
No naps for Jeff. No naps for
Jeffrey. I want a shirt that says no naps for Jeffrey.
Are you
what's the other shirt you wanted that you said?
No, I crit my pants. That was just a thing.
I crit my pants.
I'm sure that's. I think that's already a shirt. It must be. I crit my pants. It has to be a shirt.
Do the internet.
Someone it came up.
If it's not, I'm going to like make $1 billion, because who wouldn't wear that?
It's
people who don't play video clothes? Games. Dicks. We play a video game, and critical hits are important for some of the characters.
In many video games. Or
you should say that they're critical.
Which video game?
League of Legends and other video games.
I've heard of League of Legends. It's like a league, but for Legends, right?
Kinda.
Jesus, Gavin.
Legendary League.
That one guy played it and is apparently good.
Which guy?
I don't know. I thought he... Brian.
Oh, Brian. Odd guy.
A bit, yeah.
Good guy. Friendly dude.
Plays League of Legends. Is better than me.
There you go.
Yeah. I'll have to determine how long I want this podcast to be, because it could easily be an hour.
You could make it into a two-parter, like have a cliffhanger, maybe. What? What's something that's like? Did you say something about Icelandic?
I said, what are you Icelandic?
Oh, I wish. Well, Icelandic is a dope language.
I know.
Hold on, we should be talking more about Icelandic naming conventions, because like not only do they have the standard Nordic thing where like your name is like, you know, Jim, Jeff. Jeffson would I guess be your name because you're Jeff son of Jeff.
Yeah.
But for daughters they say your father's daughter, Dottir. So like your name is like, you know, Kristen Bjorn's daughter.
Jeff daughter.
Exactly.
That's like Hafþór Bjornsson.
Yeah, same kind of idea.
Because he is Icelandic.
It should just be Jeff Jizzus.
And also, he's like our age, which is crazy.
Did you know that he is shorter than his father, and his father is shorter than his father?
Oh my god, that's crazy.
They just get smaller and make fun of each other.
And he's like really like only a couple years older than Jojen.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
The world's strongest man, Hafþór Bjornsson. One of the world's strongest men.
Yeah.
And the guy who played The Mountain That Rides.
Oh, gotcha. Which one? There's like three of them.
The most recent one.
Oh, okay. That was a big guy.
But yeah, he is actually as strong as he looks.
I think Rachel just climbed into the fridge and came out of another cabinet in our kitchen.
Hey, Rachel!
Oh, Andrew put us up on iTunes, so now we're on iTunes.
I'll unplug my headphones. There we go. Now Rachel can hear you.
Hey, Rachel!
Oh, God, that's loud.
Hey.
She got a haircut. She's better than you.
Oh.
What?
Wait, Rachel was already better than me.
Yeah, now she's like miles away.
Oh.
Her things now.
She's opening candy next to the microphone.
Yo, what kind of candy? Can I have some?
They're organic hard candies, but they taste like blood orange.
I love blood oranges.
I'm into that.
Individually
you're just going to say blood.
Blood's okay.
That's a soundbite.
Please we'll come on that. Our podcast anytime you want.
Blood's okay.
That's one of my favorite sentences I've heard you say. The enthusiasm in that sentence.
Actually,
that's okay.
Your Twitter account does follow me. One time, this is true. A couple weeks ago, I was on my way to JFK Airport at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was bored, so I started tweeting about blood.
Oh, I saw that. I thought it was weird.
It was. Anyway,
yeah, you did a lot of those tweets.
Let's make a challenge now that every guest we get on, we should try to make them say the sentence, blood's okay. That's it. If we can get those two words together from any guests, I think we're successful.
I would love to hear Jeff's mom say that.
Jack?
What?
Get your mom to say blood's okay.
No, he wants to hear Jeff's mom say it.
Yeah, what are you? I don't know Jack's mom.
I think it'd be funnier.
It would be funny to hear my mother. So my mother and Jeff's mother were college roommates.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where Jack came from.
I presumed he came from his mother, but I guess that explains other things. Wait, I thought you guys all went to college together.
We did.
Yeah, Jack and I were roommates in college with these other two hooligans.
Wait, so your moms were roommates, and then you were also roommates?
This is a true fact.
We're adorable.
Did you plan that?
No.
No, well, freshman year we were both in honors, and then we were like, well, now we should just live together with other people.
Yeah, because we were friends before.
Through your moms or at college?
Yeah, through our parents.
Oh.
I, too, swam in that pond that you almost drowned in, Gavin.
Oh, yeah, it's scary when you're five.
No, I was fine in it. I had no problem.
Yeah, we could swim. My
that
buddy Matt was
stairs. And
it was Matt, Gavin, and I, and Matt and I could swim, but Gavin couldn't. So Mom's like, okay, just stay, you know, near the edge. And so obviously that's not as fun. So Gavin tried to join in, but the not being able to swim thing, not helpful.
Catches up.
Not swimming. It's cold, you know, and wet usually.
Often.
Yeah. Actually, I've never been swimming when it wasn't wet. So.
Good.
I have. You don't want to do it.
Huh. Sounds terrifying. Twitter is suggesting that I follow Rick Santorum, so I must have done something really wrong recently.
I think that's a sex move.
It is. Because a sex columnist decided to name a really disgusting thing after Rick Santorum.
I heard that today. Where did I hear that? Fuck. I think it's about to do with, like, butt sex and spit.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really... I guess it's not as gross as some of the things.
Who is Rick Santorum?
It's vulgar. Don't even talk about Rick Santorum.
Rick Santorum's a conservative politician from Pennsylvania. But it's
also a gay sex move.
Yeah. Also known as Carlos Danger.
Well, no, it's not a gay sex move.
Rick Frog!
Oh my god, cool. I just, a few hours ago, I sent a Tinder message to this girl, do you like boots? And then a cool emoji 7 times. Plain emoji, sheep emoji, sheep emoji, sheep emoji, sheep emoji. And she responded, I think yes.
How are you not drowning in pussy?
I don't know.
How are you not knee-deep in chicks right now, Gavin?
Yeah, Jeff and I are fighting them off with a stick, I guess. I don't know.
Pair of pants.
Pair of jeans.
The Bill strategy. Take my pants off right away.
It's gonna be the thing.
We got a winner this week, Jeff. Good luck.
Oh yeah. We'll have to do a repeat in a couple months.
I'm down.
Do you know someone that knows Kevin Bacon?
Ah, I wish.
Because we do.
Now you do.
You do?
What?
Oh my god.
Andrew.
Oh my god.
Wait, hold on. I've been
on a show with Kevin Bacon. So there you go. You got 2 steps. You're close.
Andrew, you've been on a show with Kevin Bacon.
The Following.
You were on The Following.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Like, as an actor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a body in that show.
Technically, yes.
An actor.
Yes, I have been multiple bodies, humans walking on that show.
That is pretty rad.
Yeah, we paused it on Netflix and watched it.
Yeah, I sent Snapchats to all my friends who now hate me.
Nice. I'm looking for you on LinkedIn.
Don't look at me. LinkedIn is really disappointing. IMDb, I'm on it, but don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to look for.
Yeah, well, this says that you were a pastry cook at Pies and Thighs.
Yes, I was. I also owned a bakery.
Masteries Assemble.
Wait, you owned a bakery?
Yeah. Isn't it sad?
Is it sad that because you no longer own the bakery?
Yes, that's the sad part, is that currently I do not own the bakery. Yeah, I'm actually a webcam whore, some would say.
Wait, I still think you should do it.
I'm going to do it. Don't worry. Rachel, Rachel. Don't listen.
Wait, what are you going to do?
I'm going to be a webcam whore.
Wait, what?
No faces. No faces. Just my body. Just my hairy thighs.
Gavin is so confused.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but I love it anyway.
So some people will pay money to watch other people have a webcam on their genitals, mostly.
Oh, no, I've heard of that.
Yes, it's mostly females, but also gay men enjoy that sometimes. Oh, look, so
each market Andrew's going to fill.
Gavin Byrne. Oh, I'm going to accept
it. You know what I mean?
Oh, I have to remember my LinkedIn password to accept this. Whatever that is.
Your password's password.
Oh, it's not password.
Oh,
write it.
Andrew, it's got your nickname on here. Awesome.
Oh, God damn it.
You know, Capitasso's on IMDb, too.
Oh, really? What'd he do?
He's worked on several movies. I think he was in one or two. He filled in for because they didn't have enough extras.
Remember the time he and his mom built a dumbwaiter?
No.
Actually, no, you weren't on that Odyssey of the Mind team. Why my memories of hanging out with you?
Lots of your memories.
That was the most disappointing no.
Not being there at all.
Yeah, sorry, Jeff. I mean, I have lots of good memories in which you were there.
Yeah, I think I only did Odyssey of the Mind like 1 year.
Gavin, that's how old are you, Gavin?
25.
Oh, okay. That's a. Oh, you're in Washington, really? D.C.
Yes, so. Sir.
Oh. I've been there. Knows. I've been there.
Good.
Jack left the room, didn't he?
He's going to take a shower because I made a comment that disgusted him about your webcam career.
He pooped in his pants.
Mm-hmm. Has he got his music blaring?
Yeah. It sounds like. Wait, no, it's just his, like, was it musical, no lyrics, instrumental
stuff. Ah.
Yep.
How'd you guys come up with the title for the podcast? It's a good one, I like it.
We let me Jeff decide.
I just did it. They left me alone.
Yep, that's it. That's mostly it.
What happened was Andrew's like, hey, we should do a podcast. And I was like, this sounds like fun, what we should do? And Andrew was like, I don't know, us talking. And that was it. So then a month later, I was like, here, now we're doing a podcast.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, now that I see on this website, it's so easy to do a podcast, I kind of want to do a podcast.
No.
This is going to take 3 to 4 hours to edit.
Oh, I wouldn't edit my podcast.
You're going to have to do a little bit of editing.
You just throw it on the internet raw. Just raw dog it.
If you didn't edit at all, you could probably get away with like 20 minutes of editing if you were just going to leave it how it is.
I mean, mostly. How much are you going to edit this one?
A lot, because you guys are all different volumes and you guys cut out a bunch and there's some long pauses that are awkward. So I'll make all the volume the right level so that we all sound kind of the same volume, and then I'll cut out some of the weird pauses and somewhere it scratches so no one can hear anything. And then I'll cut out stupid bits or some of the things that Andrew said. Usually it's things that every now and then Andrew says something like, eh.
Well, this is why we shouldn't let Jeff edit. No, I'm fine with Jeff editing, but also I'm not that offensive.
No, and I leave a bunch of it in, too.
I haven't been offended.
Well, you haven't heard all of it.
That's true.
Yeah, no, this was pretty
good. I actually think Jeff is a good censor.
I think I'm a good censor, and you guys aren't going to do the work, so whatever I say goes.
Also,
if you guys want to edit it, it's mostly fine with me.
You are a pretty good censor, okay, actually, because like, you can rein in Max sometimes when he's a little too much.
Yeah. He does do that.
Yeah, it's awesome and hilarious, but if I was on a podcast with Max, I would want you editing it.
I don't know what normal people think, so I just say all the things.
That's fine.
Those are good sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know. Like asking somebody out, I feel like you should just be like, hey, I think we should go out. And like, if you say no, that's fine. Now I know that. Like,
also, I want to put my hard thing in your wet thing.
Nailed it.
Cut that out.
Yeah. I don't know.
Right? That's what you should just say. You should be like, you know what? I care about you, but you know.
Let's cut to the chase.
My hard thing has a thing it wants to say. It's kind of wet.
I left all the necrophilia bit we put in there.
Yeah, I noticed that. I thought you would cut that out, but you didn't.
I found it hilarious. Does get censored if that doesn't.
I listened to that in the gym the next morning, and I was like, wait, he left all this in? Oh, shit.
That was some good stuff. More like the...
Well, I hate fat people, so I'll put that in now.
I did cut out a little bit of the fat.
I think I still got the fat hate in.
You did, but yeah. I took out some of it.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Didn't want to overdo it.
No, I mean, why overdo that? I read that The Biggest Loser is like a huge, like horrible scam, and like it's really unhealthy. Yeah.
There's no benefit. Oh, you read that on Crack, didn't you?
I read it on Cracked, and then also on Gawker, I think it was. Not sure. Possibly Jezebel, because I read...
You're just saying words at this point.
No, you know Deadspin.
I've heard of it.
So Deadspin is part of the Gawker family of websites. It's Gawker, Deadspin, Jezebel, Kotaku, Lifehacker, IO9. You would like IO9.
I like Lifehacker. I check that out now and again.
There you go.
If I search for something and it shows me that, I'll be like, oh, I like that thing.
Yeah, those are all owned by the same company. Hmm. This has been Lessons in New Media.
Don't say that. Rachel went to school for new media.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Is she still there eating blood oranges, or did she go back into the refrigerator?
To eat blood.
I'm not sure. She's kind of elusive.
She just disappears now and again.
Oh, Jeff, you know what elusive reminds me of, Jeff?
Ah, yeah, elusive G-spot.
Do these guys know that that's my nickname?
No, I hadn't thought of it.
Your nickname is the elusive G-spot?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Keep this in, Jeff. For any future...
I mean, only to Jeff and Corey and Max and Terry.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That sounds like mostly males.
It's all males.
Yeah, oh, definitely all males.
Oh, boy, definitely.
The number of women who know that I've been called the elusive G-spot is few and far between, although it could be about to rise.
They don't say it to your face.
No. What is this picture? I'm looking at last week's podcast up there. Is it like someone, one of you with like clip art of a raptor?
Oh, no. It was the guy who's holding, can't hold so many things. I just replaced, it was a picture of lemons, I guess, the original picture. So it's like a meme. So I just replaced it with birds because we were going to fight animals.
So that's a stock photo, though. None of you actually look like that guy?
No.
None of us look like that guy.
I forgot about that picture.
I wish I did.
I was cracking up while I made it. Oh, boy. It's such a terrible job.
Yeah, I mean, the photoshopping leaves a lot. I mean, I guess you're assuming that the birds are all encased in, like, perfectly white cubes.
That is not my skill set, Gavin.
I assume they were Seahawks. That's my personal.
They were Seahawks, Andrew.
It's because I was on the show. I remember.
No one's going to get it until a third of the way through, and then they might not even get it then.
I didn't get, I mean, I was looking at this while I listened to Andrew talk about Seahawks, and I definitely did not get
it. It was a bit of a stretch, but I found it funny.
I thought it was fine. I'll allow it.
I mean, I also have to figure out what pictures to put up, so sometimes they're winners. The clone one, I had two of those iguanas.
Is that for Drones May Bone Clones in the future? Because I'm going to listen to that soon.
Yeah, that one's a pretty good one, I think. I don't remember.
It's exactly 31 minutes long, which is nice.
You know, I tried to round it to 31 that one time. No, that's a lie.
Yeah, it's an interesting distribution of lengths. I sense that this could be a longish one.
Yeah, this one's going to be longer than the other ones. But I'm no way I'm going to make it more than an hour.
But it is no way better than the other ones.
That's right.
Don't we talk about caterpillars?
They're all good. Snakes. Well, Jeff, you could also make it a two-parter.
Yeah, I could. That's not a terrible idea. I'll have to see how much we have, because...
You have to see how much you have to cut out. Because, like, you definitely want to cut out, I don't know, some of the weirder parts.
I don't know. I was just saying this last, 30 minutes of us been randomly bullshitting, might be entertaining here and there, but...
Here and there.
You could do one and an intro to the next.
Ooh.
Well, I was also going to do in between this one and...
George, my cousin.
I told you I recorded my aunt teaching people how to make eggplant parmesan, so I was just going to throw that in the middle, like on Friday morning or something.
Sounds entertaining.
Yeah.
I want to hear that.
Jeff, I don't care how you edit this as long as you keep in the part where I said blood's okay, because it's a good sentence.
Yeah, I'm also going to make a soundbite of it, so I'll have it forever, and if I ever want to put it somewhere, I can.
I want to hear G-Spot so many times.
I don't know, it's pretty elusive.
Elusive G-Spot, yeah, blood's okay.
Okay, well, I really have to pee now, so.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm gonna hang up.
GG. Yeah, reasonable.